Hello, good evening. Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we have called you on the cell phone. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'll make this real quick. Now, does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Native American, mixed?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
59.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10? With zero means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. What number from 0 to 10? Thank you.
10.
And what is the reason that you rated your motivation to vote as a 10, extremely motivated? Can you mention at least one reason?
Because we need to get Trump out. Get somebody else in.
Get Trump out. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Very or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Kamala Harris is handling her job as a vice president? Strongly approved.
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 Strongly approved.
Thank you. And your opinion, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your take on that?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Thank you, ma'am. And now I'm going to read you real quick a list of different policies, issues, and concerns, as some people say are the most important to them when considering to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. Can you please, for each one, rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important it is a voting issue for you? Use a 10 if it's the most important. 5 is somewhat important. 0 if it's not important at all. Here's the first issue. Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share. How important is that issue for you on the scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. What number?
10.
And reducing crime and violence. What number?
10.
And banning assault weapons. Which number?
10.
Thank you. Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl. How important is that issue?
10.
Thank you.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. What number?
10.
And addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth. How important is that for you?
10.
Okay. And improving K-12 public school education. What number?
10.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking more broadly about the upcoming election, what do you think the election?
Questions. You said a few questions. How much longer we got to go?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Just a few more minutes, so I can use the one you already gave me, like 3 minutes more. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming election, what do you think the election should be most about? you may choose to stop it. Our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, or tackling inflation and improving the economy, or protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, by stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Now, what do you think the election should be most about?
New leadership to bring about change.
Okay, another one you can pick?
Inflation.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, protecting, taking inflation. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues using the scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold, and 50 means you don't feel either way. Okay, any number from 0 to 100. J.D. Vance, what number?
What was that?
J.D. Vance, what number? How warm and favorable?
Zero.
Have you heard the person?
Because I don't know what it is.
Okay. Okay. But if you never heard the person, let me know. Or if you heard of that person and you had no opinion, let me know. Okay. How about Republican in Congress from 0 to 100? What number?
Zero.
Okay. And Michelle Obama?
100.
Okay. And Jill Stein? What number?
Zero.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the independent.
50.
What number?
50.
Okay.
50.
And Donald Trump? Yes, am I here? Donald Trump?
Zero. Zero.
And Kamala Harris?
80.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
75.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along real quick, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, or Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote? And if you're undecided,
Kamala,
please answer.
Kamala.
Ms. Harris, okay. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And as you might have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Now, I'd like you to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. Can you please, for each one, tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree? Our first statement, I'm excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. I strongly agree with that statement, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. I'm a black woman myself.
Understood. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you agree with that statement strongly? Somewhat? Disagree?
That might be true. We might be true. That might be true. I have no opinion. That might
okay.
be true. We don't know.
Thank you. Now, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman. You strongly agree with that statement? So what agree? So what disagree?
Oh, yeah,
with?
Absolutely.
You strongly agree? Okay. Now, I'd like you to read real quick what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in the community. For each one, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Here's the first issue. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Who do you think will be better handling that issue, Harris or Donald Trump? Much better or somewhat better?
Harris.
Okay. Gender inequality and fighting the threat to policies and address it. Who do you think will do better on that issue, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
And we'll fight for people like you. Who do you think will do that? Trump or Kamala Harris?
In terms of what?
It's just that statement that people have said. You know, they will fight for people like you. Who do you think will do that?
Kamala Harris.
Somewhat better or much better than Trump?
Somewhat better.
Securing our borders with that issue. Who do you think will do better?
Say that again.
Securing our borders. You think Ms. Harris?
Oh, securing our borders. Trump will do better with that.
Much better for Ms. Harris than Trump?
Much better.
And real quick, ma'am, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means is very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means is somewhat convincing, and 0 means is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, here's the first one. There are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change. But instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it with the power of our vote. We can defeat politicians who are more to care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities, and we want to make our communities safer. We must vote for those who will get the guns off the street. Now, is that statement not at all convincing, which is 0, somewhat convincing, which is 5, or very convincing reason to vote this election year? From 0 to 10, what number? Okay.
Ten.
Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade and struck down affirmative action, rolled back a large part of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have been expanded presidential immunities for crimes. The Supreme Court has a real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elected. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. For 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
8.
Okay.
8.
And sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. But for 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote in this year, the 2024 presidential elections? For 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, and now to finish this up, I'm going to reach a list of sites or apps.
Oh, this is too long. I have to go. Have a good day.
Likewise.